This year, we have seen an all-new Microsoft. The company's been teasing us with holograms, open-source software, and a whole host of apps that are released on iOS before they're released anywhere else. Joining us to help explain what might be going on is Matt Weinberger, writer at Business Insider. Welcome, Matt.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So yesterday, you wrote about another app that Microsoft released for iOS called Invite. Can you tell us what it does?
It's one of those things where you can't believe no one's thought of it before. It just helps you find a time to meet up with other people. And it's meant for the workplace, but I can kind of see it getting extended to be like getting drinks after work, yada, yada. You set up a meeting and you suggest a few times and people come back to you. They suggest a few times and you can go back and forth until you find the time when everyone is free. So simple, but so much potential.
So it's different than just looking at someone's camera, I mean, calendar and a look that you've, you know, had forever. And it's somehow more seamless than that.
Well, it's more like when you're working at a company, you have access to everyone's calendars. That's great. But what if you're trying to set up a meeting with a contractor or someone who works outside of the office or someone whose calendar you don't have access to for whatever reason? That's where this can really shine. And that's where it can solve a real problem.
Yeah, they released an app that's similar. I think that called Toss Up that was out like about a couple months ago. I downloaded it. I keep seeing it. I've never used it. I guess that's the same thing, but just for, you know, book club or, you know, meeting people for drinks, like you said, or something like that.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not exactly a new idea, but I think the killer app here is that it integrates with Office, especially Office 365, which is kind of using it as a push towards.
Right. So they say that it works with any email client, right, but it works better with Office 365.
Yes.
So is that kind of their strategy to lure people into buying an Office subscription?
Totally. Because look at it this way. Not that Windows isn't still on, I don't know off the top of my head, but a lot of computers. But Android right now is currently the most popular operating system in the world. And iPhone is pretty up there. And, you know, more phones are shipping than computers at this point, or getting there. Windows isn't as important as it used to be. People are doing more computing outside of Windows. So if you don't have Windows, what do you have? You have Office, right? So if you subscribe to Office 365, they're getting cash out of you, whether or not you're using Windows. And that's the big shift at Microsoft.